Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, the live Saturday edition. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can join our Discord server and sound as if you're in the studio next to us at discord.lrn.fm. Yes?
That works.
All right. And with you tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass.
And I'm Ian.
Etienne de la Buissie, squirt.
And Etienne has been regaling us with his tale of being detained.
Arrested. There's a difference.
Kidnapped by
armed thugs in somewhat of uniforms, perhaps?
For doing nothing at all. For, you know, having some inanimate objects.
Allegedly
having some inanimate objects in my truck.
I want to hear more about that, but first we're going to try Graham in Pennsylvania again. Graham, you are live on the air at Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I was going to ask about the Federal Communications Commission, the regulators of radio broadcasting.
We're waiting for you, man.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Ask your question, please.
So what would the punishment be for, like, one of your hosts saying a swear word?
Well, unbeknownst to you, you know, when we give you the our sponsors and their advertisements, that we take the host out back and cane him repeatedly, 30 lashes with a wet noodle for a first offense. For a second offense, it's a little more brutal. He gets the double cane. And then I think, you know, it's kind of a three strikes and you're out kind of a thing. I don't know.
So to give you a more legal answer, I'm not an attorney, but as I understand it, the punishment does not exist for the hosts as much as it does the radio station owner. So radio stations can be fined by the FCC for violating whatever arbitrary commandments that they have put into place on these things. So basically, if the word slips out on the air and somebody complains about it to the FCC, then they could bring, I believe, up to $300,000 fines against the radio station owner in question. Or in the case of a syndicated show like ours, if we've got dozens of stations on, then technically all of the stations could be issued the fine.
And then, of course, as you imagine, it rolls downhill from there. You know, if they get fined because of something that happened on our show, then, you know, the folks carrying our show aren't going to be as inclined to carry the show, et cetera, and so on.
Yeah, there's a good chance we would get cut off that station in that particular case. So, yeah, it's pretty crappy. But that's the state of freedom of speech in the United States today.
For a single word that slipped back the dynamite.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, there have been some court cases surrounding the sort of so-called fleeting expletive, the idea that, you know, that it wasn't the intention to try to upset somebody or whatever, that they weren't using the word with the intention of you know, upsetting people, etc., if it was an accident. That usually doesn't get you out of it, and I don't know what the legal status of that is at this time, so it's best to err on the side of caution and keep those words off the air.
And Graham, too, I just want to point out, because you brought it up to our other listeners, that, you know, we do comply, obviously. We want to, you know, maintain this program on the air. We're, you know, really the most liberty-oriented program on the air, on the radio at this time. And so, you know, we hold a special place. But mind you, these words, there's no evidence that these words have ever caused any harm to any human being. There is zero evidence. that they have caused any harm to any human being. I don't know if there's any evidence that words other than maybe, you know, you've heard the term butthurt, right? Somebody, you know, got their feelings hurt a little bit by something somebody said to them, right? Other than that, there's no evidence that any of these words have ever caused any harm. So
yeah, I think this is one of those things where, you know, as usual, the government gang is decades and decades behind popular, you know, sentiment. And I think that if you talk to most people in Generation X, millennials, probably even most of the boomers, they would, you know, they would tell you it's not the end of the world if somebody says the F word on the radio. Like, it doesn't need to have this crazy punishment to it. Let the market decide. I mean, I think that if you, you know, if the FCC disappeared tomorrow, you'd still probably see most radio would still stay clean simply because they want to make their advertisers happy and their advertisers don't want to unnecessarily upset people. But every now and then, once I start thinking that people are thinking sensibly, then I'm reminded that there really are some crazy people out there. I don't know if you saw the story about the moms who were supposedly upset by the Burger King commercial that had the word damn in it.
Oh,
you hear about this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they actually, they had like, it was probably fake, but they had like this commercial where...
Can I do the impression of the guy?
Sure, go ahead.
Where's the damn good burger?
Yeah, he had his mouth full, and he said, yeah, it's a damn good burger. what they were doing was they had this Impossible Burger thing, which is like supposed to be vegan or something like that, or vegetarian. And anyway, so they had like, they opened up a special fake Burger King on like Times Square somewhere in New York City, and they like invited people. It like didn't say Burger King on it. It had some other name, and they invited people to come and like taste this Impossible Burger and get their reactions, right? And so this was supposedly this guy's reaction. Whether it was real or not is a whole other question, but there was this big push by some million mom group, which, you know, they don't have a million moms that care enough to complain about this, but, you know, enough of them did complain to where they got some news media coverage acting like, you know, their kids were in danger because somebody said damn.
Right.
The kind of filth you put on the air, you people should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, those people still exist, and I just don't know what percentage of the population they are, because they tend to be louder, I think, than your average person, so they want you to believe that they're, like, this really big group, and I don't know any of those people, you know? I mean, they obviously exist. I just don't run in those circles where somebody would be offended by the word damn. I mean, it just, to me, that's a very childish perspective, but... they exist, and that's what the FCC is pandering to, and they enforce these rules. Hey, those people.
Graham, you're not, you know, from the FCC, are you?
No.
All right, just checking.
Thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate it.
All right.
So when you hit that air button, it actually locks them on the air.
Oh, really?
So you've actually locked him there.
There we go. All right. Sorry. Yeah. It's still, you know, moments of training here for the captain. So thanks for the call again, Graham. We appreciate it. So, Etienne, we were in mid-stride talking about your fine episode with the Secret Service. Care to continue?
Yeah, I'll give some more kind of like funny anecdotes.
So you were arrested allegedly for having some ammunition in your center console.
Not just any ammunition, unregistered.
Right.
Ammunition.
I'm always registering my ammunition. I don't know about you.
They take you to the D.C. jail. You get arraigned the next morning, and I think you left off with court. Where
so I'll tell you, we'll get to there in a second. A couple of funny things. So originally, so I'm like going off on these guys. I'm trying to be polite, and I don't like to get mad, and I realize that they're kind of mind controlled and have had all this indoctrination and these programs run on them and everything. But you get ticked when you get arrested, and so, you know, I was kind of
it's
mad.
It's inconvenient. They probably towed your car.
So that was $170. And not only was it $170, but if I hadn't gotten it the next day, it's another $150 every single day. It's like a complete scam, organized crime.
Luckily, you got out.
So I'm sitting cuffed in the back of the police car with my hands behind my back, which is very, very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And so
was it the hard plastic seats too?
It was absolutely the hard plastic seats.
Yeah, the ones they can spray down in case somebody's, you know, somebody pukes or gets bloody or whatever.
Exactly. So I'm sitting there, and so being a vegan hot yogi that I am, I actually like climb out of the, you know, like twist myself and get the cuffs in the front. And so eventually they come and they get me out of the car, and they're like looking and like my hands are now like cupped in the front. They're like,
How did you do that?
And I go, vegan hot yogi. And one of the sergeants in the Secret Service, who there was two sergeants there. One of them was evil. One of them was like cool. The cool one's like, he was a little overweight. He's like, hi, yoga. He's like taking notes. So he's like, I want to get some of that.
That is fantastic. Have you ever escaped, police handcuffs using hot yoga techniques? Call us and tell us about it here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can call and talk about whatever you want. You can bring up any topic. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That is 855-450-3733. Or you can join us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass.
And I'm Ian.
And Etienne de la Boissy, Squirt.
And we've been talking about many things, but I also wanted to tell you about Edge Wallet. Either for the iOS or the Android, it is available. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. It's completely user-controlled. You own your money, and it is a password-protected wallet as opposed to one where you need to, you know, memorize an incredibly long and drawn-out phrase, etc., and so on. So it's, you know, as far as user adoption is concerned, it's incredibly easy. I use it at least, I don't know, five times a week, I guess, now. There are so many awesome places in Keene that are now accepting cryptocurrency, and that number grows every day, and Edge Wallet is helping me do that. It supports Bitcoin Cash, BTC, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. One of my favorite features is the in-wallet exchange. So if you need to, you know, transduce one type of cryptocurrency into another, you can do it right in the wallet. It takes only seconds to do, and it's pretty cool. The veteran team behind Edge Wallet has been building since 2014 with the tagline, "Secure Your Freedom." And you can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. So, we have been talking with Etienne. He's been regaling us with tales of his kidnapping by the government goons, the gang of thugs known as the Secret Service.
Yeah. So a couple more kind of like funny anecdotes. So we get to the district police station at in Washington, D.C., and we're met by two now plainclothes Secret Service agents, the protective detail.
So the Secret Service has taken you
uniformed,
into the
uniformed
DC,
Secret Service
to, into the D.C. police station?
District 2, yeah. Uh-huh.
So they do the processing for the Secret Service, too?
Yeah. Okay. So it was D.C. law that I violated, the unregulated ammunition.
Got it.
So now we meet two plainclothes Secret Service agents that are part of the protective detail, and because I was arrested right outside of the White House
with
bullets, right? They want to know. So the funny thing is, we're just here to make sure that you didn't want to do harm to the president. And I start laughing, and I go, "The president," I go, "that dude doesn't make any decisions." I go, "That guy's a puppet, man. He has to wear a blue suit and a red tie and go around kiss babies. You guys know that, right?"
Uh-huh.
And so then I explain after, you know, I explained for 20 plus minutes, you know, how organized crime runs the government and the media to the two uniformed Secret Service agents. And so now I've got two new members of the, you know, White House protective detail. So I start going into the criminality of the government, too. And everybody's looking at their shoes like they already know that this is organized crime. And I'm convinced, you know, by interacting with all these Secret Service agents that they know what's going on to some degree or another. They know, mm-hmm. like they've seen it. They've seen, you know, criminality going on in the White House. They've seen Secret Service, you know, they've seen like the Secret Service agents, you know, during the Fence Foster case that got reprimanded and punished for telling that Hillary was removing files from the office right after, you know, they got killed. So they've seen this criminality like up close and personal. So I'm convinced that they know
what's
going on.
Do you find that their attitude is more of like, "Yeah, we know, but what are you going to do?" Or, you know, "Got to put the kids through school."
Job. We're collecting a paycheck. It's absolutely like, that's how evil gets done.
Too.
Yeah, it's a sweet paycheck.
And nice.
That's how they get
nice
for 20 years. Yeah, pension. Is they get people to do evil things for money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how slavery exists on this planet, is that there are people that are willing to do bad things and set their morality aside for money.
If the taskmaster wasn't sitting back on the horse with a whip, it would have been a heck of a lot harder to keep the slaves in the fields.
Right.
But taskmaster needed to eat.
So anyway, now I'm in the DC jail, like, talking to them. So now we go into kind of like the processing of everything,
mm-hmm.
and they have it down to a science. So like I mentioned before the break, there's 50 plus of us that are going to be gang arraigned in court. And they're processing us with the federal marshals that work, the U.S. Marshals Service that works in this kind of courthouse complex in D.C. And they have it down to they've got it down to, you know, being able to move 50 people through the process to where they pull you into court and they back you into court and they don't let you turn around. So the judge is kind of like over here on the left, and they're literally, and every
you're
time
walking in backwards.
You're walking in backwards. Okay.
With 49 other people or whatever?
No, like groups of four or six at a time.
Okay,
and they're like walking you backwards, and then they arraign one person, and then, you know, like it only takes like a couple of, you know, minutes to do like the arraignment, and then you take another step backwards, and arraignment, and then you take another step backwards, and they do the next arraignment, and then you get kind of even with the bench, and then you slide over, and now it's your turn. And so I'm like, and every time I like try and turn around to see what's going on in the courtroom behind me, they're like, don't turn around. Like, they're like, don't turn. So then finally it gets to my part, and I like slide over, and this guy appears. He's like, hey, I'm your attorney. And it's like, instant attorney. And he's like, the defendant, pleads the Fifth Amendment and da 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 da, and boom, and that's it. And then, and like they reschedule my trial for March 11th. And then, you know,
okay. Was this the equivalent of the DC public defender?
I guess. So they asked me, like, you know, how much I made, like, in the pre-trial thing, they asked me how much I made, and I gave a range, and they're like, yeah, we'll give you a free one. And so, like, since they've inconvenienced me, and, you know.
Yeah, you got to go back now.
Yeah, I got to go back and everything.
Oh, man. So you're facing up to a year in jail over this.
Is that what it says?
I'm guessing. If it's a misdemeanor, that's pretty typical for misdemeanors. Not always true, but, I mean, they have, like, here in New Hampshire, and again, just because it's here in New Hampshire doesn't mean it's the same in D.C., they got two levels of misdemeanors here. Mm-hmm. So they may have different levels of misdemeanor in D.C., so you'd have to look at your, whatever the complaint paperwork they gave you and see what it says as far as what the level of misdemeanor.
I'll tell you, so this is another funny thing. So I saw some of the paperwork, and the paperwork actually says, because there's a space for who the victim was.
Yeah.
And the victim actually says society.
Oh, really?
It does. Society was the victim.
Society was the victim.
I heard society.
Can you call society onto the stand and question? Because you have a right to question, you know.
Yes, Your Honor, I'd like to question my victim.
Oh.
I call all of society to the stand.
It was brilliant. Like, one final thing, I want to say this is the perfect thing. So when I got arrested and I saw the paperwork, I had $185 on me, and so I saw the court paperwork, and I, like, you know, that they, there's like $185 was like part of my property and everything, and so they let you out. My attorney loans me $20 so that I can cab over to get my, you know, to get my truck and like get my possessions, and I show up at precinct 2 and I say, hey, you know, here's my money, and I want, you know, here to pick up my possessions, and they come back and they've got my wallet, but there's no money in it, and I'm like, where's all the money? And I'm like, I saw the paperwork and there's no money. She's like, no, there's no money or whatever. I go, well, she goes, who arrested
hold on,
you?
Hold that
yeah,
story.
The government, the government's taking your money. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
It's a cliffhanger. What do you see what happens?
4:53. Stay tuned to hear more.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An American citizen has died of the coronavirus in China. The total death count now is 720.
the criticism of the Chinese response is still increasing. Dr. William Schaefer at the Vanderbilt Medical Center.
It's been widely reported that people who are ill are not receiving sufficient care. And that's where a great deal of attention needs now to be directed.
Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined at military bases for 2 weeks. The U.S. is pledging as much as $100 million to fight the global outbreak. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. Ambassador Gordon Sondland was also recalled from his post. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Like freedom? I like freedom. A lot of folks often ask, Captain, what can we do about the state of freedom? Well, the first thing you got to do is talk about it, and that's why we're here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's myself, L. Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
Hey, I'm Ian.
Etienne de la Boisie squared.
And we're going to continue with Etienne's tales, and we have some more information that we were looking up moments ago. It's not good news, but pertaining to the adventures of Etienne and his arrest by the Secret Service.
I told you you shouldn't have left New Hampshire.
This is what happens when you leave the free state.
But before we go on, I want to tell you...
I want to go to Florida. Okay.
We have a Liberty update from LibertyCon. Don't miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? This debate will feature David Friedman, yes, that's Milton Friedman's son, and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government isn't necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. I always enjoy these types of debates. They're usually a lot of fun, and I usually learn something that I didn't know already. The second one is, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Pearlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of it. Also, John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO, will speak on conscious capitalism. Be a part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique Liberty Convention, April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C., where Etienne will, you know, again tell us about his adventures. For people
they kicked me out of LibertyCon.
Really?
Yeah, it's a controlled opposition thing.
In Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities, visit LibertyCon.com for more details on our incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, for a $10 discount.
So, Etienne, you got arrested in D.C. a couple weeks ago by the Secret Service, allegedly for having ammunition. Now,
unregistered.
Unregistered.
Now, unregistered ammunition.
The alleged ammunition was allegedly in your center console, or in the center console of the vehicle.
I'm sorry, I have to ask, why didn't you just register your ammunition when you showed up in D.C.?
You know, there should be like a little
there was a sign stop on the side of the road that was like, you must register your ammunition.
I mean, obviously, he read every law book before he decided to go visit a place. I mean, that's what everybody does, right? Is just read through tomes and tomes of just absolutely illegible, impossible to process laws before they go visit somewhere.
Yeah, indeed. I was reading that there are more laws on the books than a human being or a group of human beings can count, and people have tried.
You couldn't read it in a lifetime.
And it's so that they can selectively enforce on you.
Sure.
So they can arrest you at any time. They can fine you for anything.
Right.
Every time the police pull you out, like, they're just sitting there like, how do we arrest this guy? What can we get him? Like, they were trying to arrest me. And then they like finally found something for
them. And it might be mistaken, but like new laws are being added at a pretty good clip too. Something like 60 or 80,000.
There's 900
more laws a year.
There's 900 proposed laws this year alone in just New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah, so now multiply that by 50 states and every year, and then you've got county
and then federal
and all that on top of it, right? So anyway, I digress.
So you're telling us like some of the fun jail slash court stories.
So a couple more funny anecdotes, and then we can kind of like move on. But so as I was saying, you know, when I go to get my property, I had $185 in cash on me, and so I show up at the police station, and there's a policewoman there, and I give her, you know, my receipt, and I say I'm here to pick up my property, and she comes back with a bag, and it had my wallet in it, and it had a bunch of cards in it, and everything like that. And I'm like, well, I had $185. Do you know where my $185 is? She's like, no, that's all that there was. And I'm like, no, I saw the paperwork, you know, at the thing.
They checked it in.
It actually said it had $185.
Now, I would not be surprised to hear that the government took your money.
Well, normally they're going to take
that's their habit, right?
Normally they're going to take it before they put it on the itinerary.
Right.
So if you know, the corruption's going to happen, it's going to be they grab it, and then it never gets listed.
So this was the other kind of, you know, interesting thing is that, so then, you know, I'm sitting here going, you know, it was on the sheet, and she's like, well, who arrested you? Like, what was the name of the arresting officer?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, it was the Secret Service. And all of a sudden her face changes, and she's like, hold on a second. And like, when she realized it wasn't, you know, it was the Secret Service and there might be a real investigation, she goes into the back and she comes back. She's, oh, we found it. There's the 180.
Funny.
They have a special section in the property locker for just the Secret Service where they put money for some reason.
So, hold on. Let's rewind a little bit here. How did you end up getting out? Was there a PR bond? Did you pay cash bail? Like,
no, they don't have a PR. They don't have cash bail in D.C., and so they just kind of like let everybody, you know, like they just like catch, it's like a catch and release thing, and so they just like after this, you know, factory automated arraignment process where they're moving you through like boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. It's like you're gone. And then the only thing that you can do is the little jail bracelet they give you will get you on the buses and the metro for free. And then you're like,
really?
That's
wow.
Well, that's awfully nice.
That is surprising.
Actually. I'll tell you the coolest thing that happened is I walked out and there was a group there. And they were giving released prisoners like water and cigarettes and food and snacks and everything like that. And my attorney had given me, like, he'd loaned me $20.
Uh-huh.
And so I paid one of the guys like $15 to call an Uber, and then I just said, hey, you guys keep the other $5 to, you know, like to like Uber me to earn it, like and give it to somebody else, like, you know, like apply it to this is really cool what y'all are doing.
Yeah,
paid it forward. But
well done.
It was called iWalk. I think the program was called iWalk.
Nice. So was it like more of a release on your own recognizance type of thing, or?
I guess they let me go. I guess they
and
were,
you didn't have to pay. You didn't have to pay a
well, I had to pay $175. So it was like, you know, like it was like $170 to get the car out.
Well, there was that. Yeah,
yeah, and then it was like $20 that I, you know, for the Uber and the.
So the next court date for you is in March.
March 11th, I
and think that is going to be what, like a pretrial hearing, or is it the actual trial?
I think it's the actual trial.
You should find that out.
I should look into this. I got some stuff going on there.
Because there's a lot of times where there's always these pre-trial hearings. So it may not even be the trial. It may be that they go in and then they make a presentation to the judge to justify the charges or whatever. I don't know what it's like in D.C. You know, because again, every court system is different state to state. So that would be a question for your attorney or to check your paperwork to see if it actually says trial on there or if it says something else.
I should do that. I was thinking about sending the judge a copy of my book.
You should, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if you should do that before the trial or after, because they tend to get a little upset if you try to contact the judge during, like, the proceedings, basically.
Is that another lodge?
There's a potential
lodge.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm not an attorney, so that's not legal advice, but...
Speaking of not being an attorney, you had some stuff you looked up. Now, again, not an attorney, but, like, we looked at potential, you know...
Yeah, well, I'd ask...
What's he looking at?
I'd ask Etienne the question of, you know, is this a year in jail? Because typically when you hear misdemeanor, that usually means it's either going to be a fine... Or it's going to be a fine and some jail time, up to usually a year. But in D.C., they take possession of ammunition pretty seriously, according to their so-called code, which, of course, you know, is so named because it's, you know, labyrinthine and difficult to, you know, figure out what it actually means.
Right. And for our listeners that might not be aware, Washington, D.C. is not a state.
That's right.
In the sense of a word. So you might travel around to different states within the, quote, United States, unquote. But Washington, D.C.
is its own animal.
Is its own. It's almost its own country, really. It's kind of like the Vatican in that respect, where it's like it's a separate thing with its own set of rules and laws that differs from the rest of the states.
So, I mean, I'll tell you what I found here as far as potential penalties for having ammunition without all the permission slips that they want you to have in the District of Criminals.
Okay. Tell us about that coming up. You can also call in and tell us what you think. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's freetalklive.com, the live Saturday edition. More coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the live Saturday night edition. Call in and take control of the show. You can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
Etienne de la Buisie.
Squared. There it is. Squared. The second? No, squared.
Wait. Squared. Well, wait. See, I use the exponent, so I use like an exponent.
Does that mean you exist multidimensionally?
It means that I'm more than twice as powerful as the original Etienne de la Buisie because I have information technology.
Very well. All right.
I'm Etienne de la Buisie on information technology.
All right. Well done. Well said. And so you were regaling us with some fine tales of your adventures with the Secret Service. And Ian was looking up, now we're not lawyers, so this isn't legal advice in any way, shape, or form. But he was looking up what you might be potentially facing as far as the charges are concerned. And
the charge of possession of unregistered ammunition in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Where there were allegedly several bullets found in a truck that also contained you. Now, whether or not that means you were in possession of those bullets, I think is an interesting question. And that would be, you know, one of the questions I would ask the attorney is, what does it mean to have possession of a thing? Just because you're driving a truck doesn't mean you know what everyone who's been in that truck has left in that truck.
That's a fact.
You know, if somebody leaves a bag of drugs in the passenger seat, you didn't know it was there. Does that mean that it's your responsibility because it's within your reach? I don't know what the, you know, what are the definitions of these things? All these stupid government laws have all kinds of ridiculous definitions. They can redefine words to mean things that they don't, you know, that you don't think that they mean. But according to Section 7-2507.06, the penalties section of the various different firearms-related charges in D.C., a person convicted of possessing a single restricted pistol bullet, so you have one bullet, you shall be fined not more than the amount set forth in some other section, or imprisoned for not more than 1 year, or both.
1 year or a fine for one bullet.
That's for one bullet. But a person convicted of possessing more than one restricted pistol bullet in violation of the relevant section may be sentenced to imprisonment for a term not to exceed 10 years and shall be sentenced to imprisonment for a mandatory minimum term of not less than a year and shall not be released from prison or granted probation or suspension of sentence prior to serving the mandatory minimum sentence, and in addition may be fined not more than the amount set forth in something or other.
A dime? 10 years? A decade?
A decade?
For does the language imply...
two bullets.
More than one, right? Yeah. So if you have two or more bullets, you're looking at a dime?
A minimum of a year. Minimum.
Wow.
Maximum of 10. Now, again, that presumes that there's not going to be some sort of a plea deal offered, and there usually is, right? So when you're facing criminal charges in various different court systems, they don't actually want to go to trial. They don't actually want to do the work, and so they
all... It's
always...
not a real trial. There's no jury. So they told me that there's no jury. It's just the judge.
For a misdemeanor with up to 10 years in prison?
That's what they told me.
Oh, man.
I know. It's complete organized crime. This is what is so wrong with government, and this is why I wrote the book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. I mean, this is how we're going to rob society. This is how we're going to control society. We're going to make things illegal that aren't really crimes.
By we, you mean them, because I'm not interested.
Government is going to make things illegal that aren't really crimes to be able to rob and control society and have this hammer over everybody where they can selectively enforce or not enforce on their friends. And I'm just sick of it, and that's why I'm exposing it with the book. And the whole idea of the book and the flash drives that we do is taking all of the evidence of government's illegitimacy and criminality and making it easy for the layman to understand by using the historical photos, the media ownership charts, the organizational charts, so you can actually see and understand how you're being robbed. And so now, you know, coming up on the 14th, we're relaunching the book. The book has now been read. So the original is Understanding. It was originally titled UnderstandingOurSlavery.com. You can go to UnderstandingOurSlavery.com to download a preview copy or to be able to see, order the book. But the purpose is, how do you take somebody from 0 to 60? And to where they don't understand these concepts to now they understand, hey, that this government is organized crime. This is illegitimate. They're robbing and controlling the population using government as a technique. That's what we're exposing in the book. That's what we're exposing with the flash drives. And this is a perfect example of why it has to be stopped. Because if you can throw somebody in jail for 10 years for nothing, that hasn't hurt anybody, that hasn't done anything, they can take all, everybody that's listening to my voice, they can take they can arrest you, they can take your car, they can throw you into jail for anything that they want to make up. It's all BS, and it just has to stop. And so that's why we're exposing at the Art of Liberty Foundation.
Thank you for that. That's great stuff, yeah, and thanks. Thanks for the book, too. I appreciate that.
Definitely.
We're going to go to your calls now. We have Larry in Richmond, Virginia. Larry, you are live on the air at Free Talk Live.
Great. First-time listener, great show. I had a random thought when I heard what your show talks about. We were all talking.
Can you, Larry, can you just make sure that you're talking directly into the microphone? We're having a little bit of a...
Absolutely. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the topics I've been very curious about for years, I'm a big sports fan, and in Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, there has been mandatory laws, not laws, but statutes that have been put down from owners and players and so forth, that you have to have a certain number of ethnic people in your organization in order to comply. Example, a few years back, they made it mandatory that you had to have a certain number of African-American coaches in the NFL. So they made it over a few years that even if you weren't qualified or you were being brought up through the ranks, you were given a position of coach or assistant coach or offensive coach.
Right, and there's another example there. I believe it's called the Rooney Rule, and that is when there is a coaching vacancy, specifically the NFL I'm talking about, when there's a coaching vacancy that they must interview at least, I believe it's at least one minority candidate. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I've heard something similar to that, and I think you're 100% on with that. One of the things that bothers me is I actually heard Rush Limbaugh today mention in a commentary that the NFL now is anywhere from 70 to 75% African-American. So how did it go from we just want to be equal with the minorities in the NFL with coaches, at least maybe, let's say, 25% to half minorities, players and coaches, to suddenly now it's 75% players, and I think the thing is 45% coaches. When are we going to make it equal where it's 50-50 or at least something similar to that? Why does it have to be 75%? Why aren't we bringing it back the other way around? Am I not being politically correct when I ask that question?
I don't really know if, political correctness even, comes into the question. I think the real question for me is, why is it anybody except the individual organizations, that is each team, why is it anybody else's responsibility to force them to do anything? I mean, this is an entertainment, entity, right? Each team is their own entity, and then they all, cooperate within the larger league itself, and that applies to most sports, right, as far as the professional ones are concerned, and even like the college sports and even the mom and pops, your little league teams and that kind of a thing, they're all kind of the same. I don't understand why it's the government's job to make sure that folks are doing things that are 50-50 or fair or whatever it is. Why can't these organizations just deem for themselves who is the most qualified for each position, whether it's a player, a coach, an administrative person, the filmographer, the audio guy with the shotgun mic on the side of the sidelines. I don't understand why that's any government's business at all.
I agree 100%, and I'm all about equal rights and moving forward with the nation's point of view on equal rights. But when it's gone so much more to the left than to the right, and now it's suddenly more minorities than what's considered not minorities in any sports field, how can that be? What rights does a Caucasian or a Latino have to push the issue? We want 30% Latinos in there. Well, how do you fix that? What's the answer?
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Larry. I don't know what the answer is, and my guess is that it got that way due to government interference. We'll take more of your calls coming up, 855-450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.